Oregon cattlemen promote agriculture at annual Team Beef event. Note, an earlier version of this article incorrectly gave photo credit to Morgan Crum as opposed to the actual photographer, Susan DeVerspick. In order to promote beef and continue to educate the public about agriculture, the Oregon cattlewomen are preparing for their second annual ranch run, which will take place in Madras, Oregon, on March 30, 2024. This family-inclusive event isn't just your average run, it's a celebration of fitness, community, and education about the journey from pasture to plate. Along the racecourse, there will be facts about beef and the runners will be greeted by volunteers from several grassroots organizations in support of beef advocacy at the aid stations ready to cheer them on. There will be a 5K, 3.1 miles, 10K, 6.2 miles, half marathon, 13.1 miles, full marathon, 26.2 miles, and a 1 mile calf dash for kids. Morgan Crum, the Oregon Cattlewoman president-elect, said that Team Beef does the groundwork for it, since they are in the running industry. Team Beef Oregon is doing this, and Dina Fiddler and Laura Linsoul are co-chair for this, and they are doing a great job, Crum said. It will be bigger than last year, with something for everyone, depending on how far they want to run. She added that the Madras location this year will hopefully encourage more people from the west side of the state to participate, while the Oregon cattlewomen promote beef in the process. There are many different runs, put on by different organizations, but it's rare to see one that is beef-related that draws a crowd from outside our industry, Crum said. This presents a great opportunity to help educate more people about the benefits of beef and cattle. This is why the Oregon cattlewomen love to be a part of this and host it. Many organizations are volunteering and helping this year. Many associations and grassroots organizations will be coming out to help us. Painted Hills is donating the burger and Oregon Dairymen's Association is donating the chocolate protein shakes that we will have for the runners at the finish line, she said. For those unfamiliar, Team Beef Oregon is a beef council project funded by the Beef Checkoff. Co-chair Dina Fiddler, who raises Angus cattle near Redmond, Oregon, said, "Our ranch run is funded by the Beef Council for Oregon and is Laura Lynn's brainchild. She started it in Harney County where she lives, a couple hours south of me. She runs half marathons and is trying to do one in every state in the U.S. The ranch run last year in Harney County had races for every age, from toddlers on up. The local AgWest Farm Credit Service at Redmond had t-shirts created, and each person who finished the run received one. Each shirt had an individual cut of meat, like rump roast or tri-tip, printed across the back. The entire community gave a lot of support, and Painted Hills provided not only the jerky but free hamburgers for each person who crossed the finish line. It was a huge community event. We paid for timers, numbers for the runners, and Laura Lynn designed beautiful medals for every race. Each 5K and 10K have marathon merit, and we also give custom gist buckles to the male and female winners at the finish line, and everyone gets a medal," Fiddler said. This year the race will be at Madras in Central Oregon, which is the territory of the Tri-County Cattlewomen. The runners will pass by a field that supplies squash for grocery stores. This region around Madras is a full palette of agricultural products. There are also the grain distillers down the road, an organic dairy, and a farm that grows monarch butterfly seeds for these butterflies on their migration path, she said. This year, the start and finish is at Simon's Beef Company, a 40-acre feedlot that provides beef for about 326,000 people annually. This beef company is also the home base for Perfect Balance USA. They do advocacy for ranchers on things like water rights for agriculture. Perfect Balance is advocating for our industry, which is constantly under fire, Fiddler said. I am hoping our ranch run and educational efforts can help us touch all walks of life and different belief systems. She feels that the people who come to the ranch run can get to see livestock and agriculture and be able to ask questions about the industry. We will have a presentation about beef byproducts at a booth, showing that everything from gum to WD-40, shampoo, and many pharmaceuticals are derived from the beef animal, she said. Runners will have a chance to meet some of the Team Beef members, including a triathlete who utilizes beef as their primary protein source, Fiddler added. Our triathlete is coming to do a training run, along with other marathoners. Each one of our Team Beef Oregon members takes the Master of Beef Advocacy class from the Beef Checkoff. This prepares them with beef facts, as they reach out to touch the communities where they run, she said. Our members run in Oregon, but some also run in other states. One of our athletes, Jade Downs, from Fields, Oregon, recently placed first in the 100-miler at the Jackpot Ultra. She won our 10K here last year. This year, she will be going to Hungary to compete internationally to represent Team Beef Oregon. The main goal in networking with other Team Beef members across the nation is to advocate together, make an impact, and influence a broader audience. Laura Lynn started the Team Beef USA project this year, reaching out to other Team Beef projects across the nation. We are expanding the outreach this year, doing cooking videos with our own members. Laura Lynn did a recipe video last month with one of our Team Beef athletes, she said. Fiddler added that they've launched their Team Beef Student Athlete of the Month, which goes to 4-H and FFA students in good academic standing who are also athletes. Advisors from across the state sent a flood of emails about kids they recommended. We are on our third month and about to launch this. The kids get recognized at their county fair with packages from the Oregon Beef Council and the Oregon Cattlewomen, she said. We are working on as many athletic genres as possible, and hope to get into more sports like weightlifters or CrossFitters. Our program is getting off the ground and growing, and we have wonderful athletes who are fun to represent, and we feel honored to do so. Team Beef Oregon members and supports don't have to be ranchers or producers, Fiddler said. They just have to understand that beef is a powerful protein and want to share the facts about it with others around them, letting them know that it is heart-healthy and the most nutrient-dense protein on the planet, she said.